Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Indie Comic Spotlight, the show where we do a deep dive into an ongoing series of graphic graphic novel from a company other than the big two. Happy Pride, everybody. So this is coming to you on June 15th. And, I've been thinking about what to do Pride Month, and I've got a couple of comics, that one that is a coming soon, which will be next week, and one that is out now, just out. It's an older comic, but I got it from Oni Press, who are just killing it, by the way. Published by Oni, distributed by Simon & Schuster. It's by a guy called Matthias Lehman, translated by Ivanka Hannenberger. It's a story about a man, a German man, who it's hard to say that this is the most likable character in the world, but he's going through some shit. So it takes place in the 50s and then it takes place in the 80s, okay, in Germany. And there's this guy in East Germany, right, which is again something for people who don't know, right? About it's like such an interesting time capsule. So I like this work of historical fiction, but it's also, you know, it's based on fact, whatever. So there's a guy called Carl, and he is gay, but he's not allowed to be gay because it's illegal where he is. And there's even a moment there in the book. And again, spoiler free, right? These are spoiler free. It's just gonna be a quick show today because I want everybody to get out there and read this. I want to have a bigger conversation about Parallel because I think it's really moving. I was torn, as I said. I don't love Carl as a character, but I feel for Carl. I think he makes some terrible choices, and I understand why he made them, but he's really selfish, and he's not really taking into consideration the people in his life, and I don't love that about him. You know, we don't always have to love our main characters, but he's not a villain. He's definitely a victim of circumstance. He's a victim of just being born. That's just who he is. He's just born. But I also think this is an interesting piece to put out as we are approaching Father's Day weekend too. So there's something about there, that as well, that's happening here. So Carl is a gay guy. He's hiding his homosexuality because it's illegal. There's a moment in the book where they're like, oh, if Hitler were still in charge. I mean, literally that's like, oof, boy, yikes, bad news. Cause obviously, homosexuals were not, treated well under Hitler in Hitler's Germany. But of course, we see this now, right? It's an interesting book because it's Parallel, and it's called that because he's got this secret gay life that he has, right? Who he really is. And then he's married and has a kid, and then he gets caught having an affair with a man that he loves. And so his father-in-law fires him, runs him out of town, and he leaves. And he leaves behind his wife and kid, his wife and son. And he goes to a different part of Germany, and he starts over, and he meets this other woman. And again, gets into another relationship, has another kid. This is a kid called Hella, and his daughter. And again, he keeps saying like, oh, I can control it. Oh, I'm going to stop it. Oh, I'm going to do this. I know it's illegal. I know it's wrong. I know it's immoral, whatever. All this bullshit, right? That's all bullshit. It's not immoral. It's not wrong. It was illegal. That's fact, but that's bullshit. It's a bullshit thing. But he keeps saying he's going to try to control it, and he's lying to himself, and he's lying to his wife, and he's lying to his daughter, and he's lying to everybody because that's the safe thing to do. And this is my problem with Carl, is that he's not being true to himself, but he doesn't know what else to do because he also wants to live. He wants to be safe, and he genuinely loves his daughter. And so the book is told in the 50s, we're seeing his life, but in the 80s, he's writing a letter throughout the whole book to his estranged daughter, Hella, begging her to come see him because they've been estranged, and that's on him. That's on him, just like he left his first son behind. That's on him. And so he's not the world's greatest father in any way, stretch of the imagination. So I do think it's a fascinating book to think about during Pride Month, but also to think about during Father's Day. I'm sure that was no mistake when Oni decided to put it out this week, to drop this book and be like, hey, here's this awesome book about pride, about fathers, about this is a very common story, right? Of people who are queer, who cover it up, who pretend to not be, and then they have families, and then they reconcile later in life and with themselves, and then how does that affect their family? Have I lied to my family? Have I, you know, and in this case, Carl, because Carl's not a great dad, Carl's not a great husband, Carl's not a great guy. Like, he's mad at his wife and child for his circumstance, and it is not their fault. That is really hard and frustrating to deal with because you're like, Carl, dude, get a grip. But also, like, dude, this is it. It's like literally life or death for him. So that's, you know, that's the parallel thing. But then I also think the book title is really great because when we think about now, when we think about the parallel to now, I'm recording this in June of 2023 when we live in a time and place where being like queer culture is under attack, and it is heartbreaking, and I don't understand. It's like how that happened. Like, we've come so far, and you know, gay marriage is officially legal. It's been codified. It's not just a Supreme Court decision. Like, our United States Congress passed the law, and the president signed it. It is a law. Like, it is a law. Gay marriage. And, of course, they had to add interracial marriage in that law because they were worried, you know, after Roe being overturned, that would be overturned. And the Supreme Court justices are like, no, we're not going to. We're fine. But we didn't know. We don't trust anybody. You guys are fucking assholes up there in the Supreme Court. So we're not going to do that. So we passed the law. Great. Hooray. So it's officially a law. But it's like, because of that, now there's this overreaction, and it's a bad reaction. It is ridiculous, and people are like, I mean, you know, when Bud Light sent Dylan that Bud Light can with her face on it, and then Kid Rock shot a bunch of beer cans, and then it, like, Bud Light is now no longer the number one light beer in America because of that. Like, I saw an ad the other day watching, I don't know what it was, Star Trek, I think, and there was an ad for Bud Light, and it was like, straight people doing straight stuff, playing a country song. Bud Light, don't forget, we're still here, and we like straight people doing straight stuff, listening to country songs. I mean, that's like the commercial. That's what it was. And I mean, you can, I'm sure you can find it out there, and it's some bullshit. So there is this parallel to the world, right? In addition to Carl leading parallel lives, we are living in a parallel time to this, where Target is pulling queer stuff during Pride Month because people are going to boycott Target, and then they do that, and then the queer community and those of us who are allies and advocates are like, fuck you, Target, what are you doing? Do you want us to shop there too? And it's such a weird time to be alive because it makes no sense to me. Like, I've never understood when anybody gives a shit. And this bullshit argument that people use that, like, oh, we don't want to talk about queer stuff because you're sexualizing kids. But in sixth grade, just keep in mind, in sixth grade in America, and I don't know what age it is in different countries, but in sixth grade, you are taken aside by gender, air quotes, and you're given an entire lecture and video, and you learn all this stuff by a public school teacher, and parents can choose to not have their kids educated on those things and pull them out, but you're taught, you're given the talk by the school, and you learn about reproduction and how babies are made and what a penis is and how sperm works and what a vagina is and what ovaries are. You learn all this stuff. And that's not sexualizing because it's talking about reproduction. It's just the reproductive system. But to somehow say Heather has two mommies is sexualizing children, that's bullshit. It has nothing to do with that. Like, I don't know if you've ever read Heather has two mommies, but no sex happens in Heather has two mommies. And there's no sex at all. And it's only, I think, like, you see two boys kissing and you are like, oh, you're worried about what they're doing in bed. Why? I don't think about that when I see two straight people kissing. I don't think about what they're doing in bed. You don't think about those things because you just don't. And so we are at a weird parallel time in our lives where we're living in a country where things are bad, and being queer is being treated like a crime again, and like it was when this book was written, like it was in England for far too long into the 20th century, like it was here, like it still is. The state I live in is really sad. It makes me really sad. And so this book is really important because I do think when we look at the stuff Carl goes through and like the pain that he inflicts on others because he feels this pain, like he's projecting, he's being treated poorly, so he's treating the people in his life poorly, and it is not okay. I'm not here to defend Carl, and I'm not here to defend any person who does that, who lies to their family and lies to their loved ones, because he genuinely loves his daughter, but he just didn't love her mother because he's gay. He's not interested in women that way. And, you know, it's just not okay for Carl to continue to keep doing these things, but he's also, you know, he's just trying to fit in. He's just trying so hard. And there's some touching moments in this, again, spoiler free, and we're getting ready to wrap it up here already. This is a quick thing because this book is so important. It's such a big, heavy book. It's such a big, heavy topic. And I think we need to all sit around with people and have genuine conversations about this stuff. And not, like, I'm mad. I'm livid. I am angry as an advocate, as an ally, as a parent of a queer child. I've got queer people in my family. Like, I just, you know, everybody does. If you don't think you have queer people in your family, you're wrong. You're just wrong. And if you want to continue to treat the queer people in your family and you want to ostracize them and outcast them, that is your loss. But it also is painful for those people to feel like I was just born. Like, you don't, do we, you know, ostracize left-handed people, and do we ostracize redheads, and do we ostracize green-eyed people? Like, if you're in the minority, if you have a genetic thing that just is, you're just born left-handed, are you ostracized? You have to go to Left-Handed Island? Do you have to get banned? Like, if we have the leftoporium, whatever it is on The Simpsons that Ned Flanders has. If we have that, like, are we banning that now? That's the next thing, because that's, you know, we don't want to left-hand people. We don't want to fetishize left-handedness. We don't, whatever, you know, whatever stupid bullshit reason. It's all bullshit. And it's insane, and it's hurtful, and it's painful, and I hate it. And, you know, and I know this is Pride Month, and we're trying to celebrate. So I do want you to read this book. It's honest, it's brutal, and it is a celebration of humanity and fatherhood and redemption, or not being able to be redeemed. It's a conversation. And I want us to have the conversation. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to link, go find Parallel. I'm going to link to the Goodreads. From Goodreads, you can find it anywhere. Pick it up, get it on Amazon, get it on Hoopla Digital, wherever. Pick up Parallel, think about it, and then share it. Share it out there. Get it out there on your social media. Say, hey, read this. Hey, this is a thing. And let's quit yelling. Like, I want to yell. I want to yell. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm mad right now. I'm seething with rage, actually, thinking about the bullshit that's happening in my state right now, and in a lot of states. And like, but then I heard a story this morning that, like, San Francisco has a drag laureate. Oh, it, like, made me cry. Like, I wept hearing that story. Like, oh my God, yay. It's so great. There is a drag queen in Florida called Rhonda Santis. So you go, girl. Thank you for your service, ma'am. That's what we need, more of that. And we need that stuff. And, like, that's the way we need to do it. Like, we need to keep doing it. But of course, it's risky. Like, trans kids have to flee my state. And, like, you know, it's like a hostile country down in Florida right now. And that makes me angry, and it makes me sad. But I think reading books like this and showing people, like, hey, look, here's just a dude. This guy, this Carl Kling, tries desperately to, air quotes, not be gay, to pray the gay away. But he can't, because you know why? It's like being left-handed. It's like being green-eyed. It's like being a ginge. It's what it is. It's who you are. It's just your genetics. So pretending that it's something else is bullshit. And so get this book in people's hands. I'm sure it's going to be banned in a lot of places, and that makes me sad. But buy it, put it in little free libraries. The one thing I want you all to do, if you're hearing this, go to your local library right now and request that they buy this book if they don't have it. That's the most important thing you can do, is get books in your public libraries, okay? So request Parallel by Matthias Lehman in your public library today. Get it in the hands of people who need it, and then have conversations, okay? Short, sweet, happy Pride. We'll do something a little more fun next week, Pride, than this. But this was important. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do it near Father's Day, because, again, there's this conversation about fatherhood in general in this book that was really touching and really got to me, but also, like, what it means for queer people who are dads and moms and how they're treated in the world. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Get Matthias Lehman's book, Parallel. Get it into your library. Okay, get it in there now. And thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.